From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Syrian army forces bolstered by Hezbollah fighters have retaken the strategic town of Qusair near the border with Lebanon. Rebel forces had held Qusair for more than a year and have been battling for 2 weeks to maintain control, but their situation had grown desperate. NPR's Kelly McEvers in Beirut says TV images of the town after the rebel withdrawal are stark.
The town was completely empty. There were no civilians anywhere. That's because the thousands of civilians who were holed up in the center of the town retreated by and large with the rebels as they fled overnight. The big question now is, where are they and who's taking care of them? And are they going to be protected from the Hezbollah militias and the Syrian army troops?
NPR's Kelly McEvers in Beirut. Authorities in Turkey are meeting today with environmental activists whose sit-in led to massive anti-government protest in that country. NPR's Peter Kenyon says state media reports 25 more arrests in the latest clashes between demonstrators and police.
The state-run Anatolia News Agency says the city of Izmir was the scene of the latest arrests, with the protesters being charged with inciting hate. Deputy Prime Minister Bülent Arınç says the vast numbers of those arrested so far, more than 1,000, are misleading, since most were released within hours of being detained. Arınç hopes a meeting with environmental activists can help calm the situation, but he offered no conciliation to the opposition and left-wing groups that joined the protests later, who he says are responsible for the violence and damage to Turkey's reputation. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has largely dismissed the demonstrators as marginal characters, returns tomorrow from an Africa trip, and Turks are waiting to see what he has planned. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
An Army staff sergeant is scheduled to plead guilty today to killing more than a dozen Afghan civilians last year. NPR's Martin Costi reports the expected confession by Robert Bales is part of a plea deal to avoid the death penalty.
Sergeant Bales is scheduled to appear in a courtroom at Joint Base Lewis-McChord near Tacoma, Washington, where he's expected to confess to attacking two small villages in Kandahar province. He killed 16 people, including women and children. His lawyer, John Henry Brown, says Bales will plead guilty, but he thinks the Army should also consider mitigating factors, such as Bales' repeated deployments to combat zones.
We as a country have to take some responsibility for Bob Bales, and I think by entering into this plea agreement, the military is doing that, taking responsibility.
Brown is hoping to convince a military jury to give Bales life in prison with the possibility of parole. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Pakistan's new prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, is calling on the U.S. to halt the use of drone aircraft to attack suspected terrorists in his country. He returns to power after being ousted in a coup in 1999. This is NPR. The House Armed Services Committee meets this morning to consider a defense policy bill, and there will be debate on a number of provisions to deal with the problem of sexual assaults in the military. The nation's top military leaders are urging lawmakers not to take the authority to deal with sexual assault charges out of the hands of commanders. Army General Ray Odierno says that would undermine the readiness of the nation's military force.
And most importantly, it will hamper the timely delivery of justice to the very people we wish to help, the victims and survivors of these horrific crimes.
Odierno testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Parents looking for a big trove of kids' TV shows online may now have to go to Amazon instead of Netflix. Ashley Gross of member station KPLU reports the retail giant just announced a deal with Viacom for online access to shows such as Dora the Explorer and SpongeBob.
Netflix dominates the world of internet TV, but Amazon has gotten aggressive lately. When Netflix let its licensing deal with Viacom expire recently, Amazon swooped in. They're not disclosing terms, but this agreement covers hundreds of shows. NPD Group analyst Russ Krupnik says shows like Dora can become a deciding factor for parents weighing which internet TV service to pay for.
Kids are the secret weapon in all of this video streaming.
Krupnik says this isn't a fatal blow to Netflix. Netflix has signed deals with Disney, including one for exclusive online access to Disney movies starting in 2016. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.
Amazon is also set to expand its online grocery business, which has been in testing stages in Seattle. The company delivers fresh fruit, vegetables, dairy products, and meat with its own fleet of trucks. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.